Hi, welcome to the Badass Breastfeeding Podcast. This is Diane, your lactation consultant.
And this is Abby, the Badass Breastfeeder. And today's episode is brought to you by Cake Maternity. Cake Maternity is a designer of comfortable, functional, and beautiful maternity and nursing bras. And today's episode is also brought to you by Similre Breast Pumps. Similre Breast Pumps have pumps sizing from ultra tiny pumps, as small as a sticky note, to fully adjustable pumps with 85 combination settings. You're in control of your pumping journey. And we will hear more from our sponsors in a little while. But you can head to badassbreastfeedingpodcast.com at any time and check out our sponsor page and see if you can give any of them your business, because they make this podcast possible. And while you're there, scroll down and enter your email address, and we'll send episodes straight to your inbox every week. We also have a merchandise page, which we would love for you to check out, with lots of cool merch on it. And we are on Patreon, and we would love to see you over there for all of our fun stuff. You can check out our varying tiers of benefits at the top link under the show notes of this episode, wherever you're listening from. And we're also still hosting our ongoing giveaway for people who leave reviews around the internet. You can send your address along with a screenshot of your review or your stars or whatever it is that you can leave. And we'll send you a goodie bag of Badass Breastfeeding Podcast stickers and Thank You for Nursing in Public cards. You can email that to badassbreastfeedingpodcast@gmail.com. And now Diane has our review of the week.
I absolutely do. First time mom, I listened to this podcast while pregnant to gain knowledge regarding breastfeeding. I was clueless. We all are, girl. It's just how it is. This podcast gives great information and it's entertaining all at the same time. I have a 4-week-old baby now. This is a few weeks ago, too. And while my breastfeeding journey hasn't been as successful as I had hoped, I still listen to their episodes and find them helpful. And this, I hope you're still listening, because I just want you to know that even if it doesn't feel like you're as successful as you had hoped, it doesn't mean that you're not successful either. So
totally. Don't think of yourself as a not successful or a failure or something.
This is some hard stuff.
Yeah. So, and it goes totally differently for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not, there's not like one perfect way. It just doesn't unfold the same for everybody.
So don't ever think of yourself as a failure.
Mm-mm.
Because you're absolutely not. So I hope you're listening and I hope you get that. And that's for everybody else out there too.
Yeah.
Everybody's journey looks different.
Yeah. I used to, there was this, maybe I should bring it back. There was this meme series that I made with some old admins on my Facebook page many, many years ago. And it was like, sometimes breastfeeding looks like this or something. I can't remember. And it was like people like using an SNS. It was people like supplementing, or people with, you know, triplets, or people with, and it was just like all these kind of varying ways that people make it work and, you know, just kind of show what their version of feeding is.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's always different.
It's different for everybody. Yeah. So you are not, you have not failed in your journey. Just want you to know that. And thanks for sending that in. That was really, I'm really glad you did.
And so today.
Today. Older babies.
Yeah. Because we did that episode, Normal Newborn Behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't really know what newborns are supposed to be doing. So things are very confusing. And so now we're going to do an episode on normal older baby behaviors, because we don't understand them either.
Nobody talks about older babies.
No, it's just, there's so little breastfeeding information in the world, and there's even less when it's like after like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Because very few people are breastfeeding after 6 months.
That's the thing. We don't have a lot of people that are breastfeeding. The numbers go down drastically.
Yeah. And there's so many things that happen that are actually quite normal that people think like, okay, well, this has got to be the end. You know, that's just like, oh God, it's just not working out. And like, sometimes it truly is just not working out, or people don't want to breastfeed past 6 months or whatever. But sometimes there's just some really bad information and people are like, this must mean that it's not working for me.
Yeah. You hear that a lot with nursing strikes. Oh, your baby just doesn't want to nurse anymore. Yeah,
right. Oh, my baby self-weaned at 7 months.
Did you know that 7 months is the average age for a nursing strike? That's the most popular age for a nursing strike.
Oh, 7 months. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That must be the most popular age for some sort of teething or developmental milestone happening.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, isn't that crazy?
Interesting.
But your baby's not going to self-wean at 7 months. Cutting off their food supply. Why would they do that?
No, because that is their main source of nutrition at that age. Like, they might self-wean later, a couple years later, when they've just kind of transitioned to solid foods, but not at 7 months.
No, not at 7 months.
So, yeah, that's one normal newborn, normal older baby behavior is a nursing strike.
Mm-hmm.
And they're terrible. Because you just want your baby to nurse and they won't nurse. And it's like, you've got one job. You only have one job. And that is to nurse. And like, they won't do it.
It is really hard. It is real. Nursing strikes are the worst. And I hate it for people, because when people contact me over nursing strikes, it's like, I don't know what to tell them, because basically you're just waiting it out. Really.
Yeah.
There's a few little things you can do to try to kind of bring them back. But basically what you're doing is waiting it out. And that's a really hard thing to convince somebody. They'll come back. It's okay. Don't worry.
Because sometimes it goes on for a really long time.
Yeah. Yep. Sometimes it does. When we say really long time, it could be like a week. Be like more than a week.
Yeah.
It's really, they can be really hard. But yeah, that's a very good example of a newborn or of an older baby behavior.
See, it's so hard
that you're
not
going
to
see as a newborn. A newborn's not going to give you a nursing strike.
No. But the older baby has teeth coming in. They're doing all kinds of things that are making them upset or uncomfortable, and they might just stop nursing.
Yeah.
And so real quick, you can...
For nursing strikes?
Yeah, you can... Continue to offer, especially in those sleepy, dreamy times.
Yeah. Babies are at their most primal when they're sleepy. And it's very normal, natural for them to nurse. So it's a very, primal behavior. So they're going to do better at that time. So doing that, offering during a time where they're like super sleepy, they're half asleep, they're, would normally be nursing, that's a perfect time to offer.
And we do have a whole episode on nursing strikes.
Yeah, we
that
do.
We can that you can listen to if that's what you're struggling with. But we have more, so much more.
So many other things your older baby's going to do to terrorize you.
Yeah. So one of the things that you might see is less nursing. Even if they're not nursing strike, whatever. They're just doing their normal thing. There's nothing, is an issue. But you start to notice that they're just nursing less.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of things happen at this when they start to get a little older is that they get way more efficient at feeding. So that filling their belly when they were a newborn would take 20 minutes. Now it's just taking a couple minutes.
Right.
And so you're like, oh my God, they just hopped on for a minute. Now they're running off. I mean, I guess they're not running if they're 6 months, but they pop on and then they pop off and you're like, oh my God, they couldn't possibly have, had a full feeding. They could have.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably did.
But baby at that age can take 3 ounces in like 2 minutes. So they can be really fast.
Gulp it down.
Yeah.
Their mouths are so strong. I mean, they come out strong. Just think about how strong that suckle is at even when they're first born. And then they get working on it for 6, 9, 10, 11 months. They got some strong muscles in there.
Yeah, they can do
it. Pulling that milk out. And they might just overall be kind of nursing less during the day as well, because now they can start moving around. They're crawling. They're getting to know the house, their environment that they're in. And they are just so excited. They don't have time to be nursing. And so they just might not be nursing as much during the day.
Right.
But then it's like, you know, you hear from a lot of people, like I have a 9-month-old who's still not sleeping through the night. They're constantly waking up, constantly nursing. And it's like, yes. So think about it. They're not nursing as much during the day because they're just really excited exploring the world because you've provided them with this beautiful, happy life. But now they do still need to eat. And so this is a time where they're they're making up for that during the night.
Mm-hmm.
And that's totally normal. And it's really annoying.
Sometimes people will reach out and they want us to like make them switch that, you know, and it's like, you can't, I don't know how much I can help with that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have any like words of wisdom to tell you to do to make a baby nurse better during the daytime when they're super distracted and don't want to nurse during the day.
Yeah.
You're kind of at their mercy, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah. And that whole, you know, then you'll start hearing things like, well, just give them some rice cereal in a bottle. Give them
for bed.
Yeah. Give them more solid foods. If they eat more solid foods, they'll sleep better at night. None of that is true. None of it's going to work. They're just going to be up. And if they're not, you know, if they're not, and then we're like, okay, well, we have to wean because they're nursing all the time and I can't take it anymore. They're still going to be up because they just don't sleep. If you have a baby that sleeps through the night, then you don't know what I'm talking about. And that's
amazing.
Yes. Congratulations. That's wonderful. Enjoy that. But that is not story and not necessarily what we even expect from a baby.
Right. Yeah. But that's not the norm.
No, they're just up. They don't sleep.
Or sometimes you have a baby that does sleep. And then once they get a little bit older, they're back up again.
Yes.
And that could be teething. That could be distraction. That could be developmental, learning a new skill, that now all of a sudden they're more awake, you know, their little brains are just not settling in. There's a lot of reasons for that. So of course they call it a sleep regression, which we don't like that word on the podcast, but there's a lot going on with them at this age. So much stuff going on.
When their brains start firing like that and they start learning like how to crawl or walk or talk or things like that, like they just cannot sleep. Their brain is just on.
Right.
They don't sleep very well. And it's so frustrating, but it's so healthy. Like your baby is healthy. Cause I know people worry like something's wrong. They're not, you know, and it's not that something is wrong. It's just that it's really tiring. What have you got? You've got some things too.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the 9-month-old baby right now. And I want to just say like the stuff that your baby is doing at 9 months. So socially, they can use basic gestures such as waving, looks for dropped or hidden objects. They're uncomfortable with unfamiliar people. That's another thing that you have going on at that age, where around 9 months, they're like kind of starts the stranger danger. What do they call it? I always forget the name of it.
Phase.
Yeah, the phase. So that is something that's going on with them too. They can make simple sounds as words. So they might be doing the da, 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 da thing at that age. They can sit well for you. They might be crawling. They can balance well on their hands and knees. They're picking up small objects with two fingers and their thumbs, and they can release objects intentionally. So that might be like you've got them in a high chair. They pick something up, drop it on the floor. Like they know, you know, like that's something that they're learning how to do at that age.
Yeah. And they're doing it on purpose because it's really fun. Gravity is so cool to discover.
But listen to all that stuff that's happening to a baby that age, and then add in like teeth and, you know, and work's like, why aren't you sleeping? And it's like, there's so much stuff going on. They have so much stuff going on with them.
Yeah. What else is going on with them? You might start noticing that you have less milk, or you might start to feel like you have less milk. Not necessarily that you do have less milk.
Right.
Because this is a time where your milk supply has been so incredibly established that you're just
very regulated. Yeah.
Yeah. You're just really making what your baby needs. Your baby and your body have really come up with this great understanding of when the baby is nursing, your body is going to make milk during that time.
I remember being able to wear my pre-pregnancy bras by about 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like my body just like, you know, kind of went back into what size I was, but I was still making plenty of milk.
Yeah.
Because
the reminder, of course, is always that engorged, heavy feeling in the beginning is not normal. It's normal, but it's not, it shouldn't stay that way.
Right.
You don't want it to stay that way.
Right. You're not going to feel like that for the whole time you're breastfeeding at all.
No, that's just your body being like, oh my God, here's a bunch of milk. I don't know if I'm nursing one or six or whatever. Just here. Here's a bunch of milk. And then your body's like, okay, this is how much the baby drank. So this is how much we're going to make. And it's just that.
Totally normal.
And that's fine.
Yeah. It doesn't mean your supply is gone. It just means that your body has adapted really well. And that's good. You might not be leaking. You're not leaking anymore. You're not waking up in a drenched bed, which is really nice.
Yeah, and maybe
body's adapted.
Yeah, maybe you have gone back to work and now you're starting to worry about supply because you're pumping and things are, and you're maybe nursing less. And that's a whole thing of which we have episodes on too, on how to prepare to go back to work and how to do that nursing, pumping balance. And then the whole art of pumping with the hands-on pumping and using the pump properly. And we have episodes on that too.
Yeah. Cause some people, I mean, for the majority, I shouldn't say the majority, but for the people in the United States, they're going back to work early,
probably like before now. This, yeah.
But you do have some people who have extended maternity leaves who go back at like 5-6 months, which is really amazing. Or later than that. So you might be discovering at like the 6 month mark that you're, you know, oh geez, now we're going back to work and I'm figuring out, or maybe you were part-time and now you're full-time again or whatever. You know, whatever your situation might be, you might realize that more pumping has come into the game. And it's good and it's bad. It's good that you didn't have to worry about it until now, but you know, it's bad that you have to worry about it at all.
Yeah. I mean, also, like, as your baby gets older and they maybe you are working and, you know, you're pumping or not, and they're just older, starting to have more solids, and they're starting that transition where their main source of nutrition isn't breast milk. I mean, it is still for now, but maybe they have more solids, they're busy, they're doing things, and so your milk supply is going to regulate to what your baby is doing for the entire time that you're nursing. Mm-hmm. If you nurse for 6 years, your milk supply is going to be there. You're not going to feel like you have very much because you don't have very much because your baby is just not, by the time your child is six, they're just not nursing that much. So they, you just have kind of what little bit you need.
Right.
So to be making less milk, it sounds really scary, but it's not, it doesn't mean that nursing is over. It's just that you're not, you don't have what you had when the baby was a newborn because they're just not, they don't need that.
And it really is like, and I'll say this real quick and then we'll go to a break, but a lot of times people, when their baby turns a year or a little bit, you know, older than a year, find that their baby is not nursing much at all anymore because they're doing more solids and and they're worried like, well, I really wanted to make it to 2 years. What am I supposed to do? The baby's only nursing 4 times a day or the baby's only nursing 3 times a day. At this rate, they're going to go down. No, they're still going to nurse.
That's just how much they're going to nurse. Yeah.
Yeah. They're just not nursing as much as they were before, but that doesn't mean that they're totally weaning.
Right. And if you continue to nurse and you go to 2, 3, 4, whatever years old, and no judgment here because Jack nursed until he was 6.5 years old. There were a million phases in those years. There were times where he was nursing less. There were times when he was older, 2 or 3, nursing all the time. It's just, it's, it, it changes and it flows differently constantly. All right. Well, let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cake Maternity. Cake Maternity is a designer of comfortable, functional, and beautiful maternity and nursing bras. As mothers themselves, they understand that no two breastfeeding journeys are alike. They've spent over 15 years developing their range of styles, which include hands-free pumping bras, supportive nursing sports bras, and lace plunge nursing bras, to skin-to-skin birthing bras, comfy sleep bras, and everything in between. They also understand the changes our bodies go through during pregnancy and breastfeeding, which is why they cater 28 to 44 band sizes and A through L cup sizes. So regardless of your size, style, or whether you're breastfeeding, pumping, or both, Cake Maternity have done the hard work so you can focus on what's important, nourishing your baby. Shop their full range of maternity and nursing bras, clothing, and accessories online at Cake Maternity. That's cake, like birthday cake. CakeMaternity.com and use code BADASS15 for 15% off of your purchase. And today's episode is also brought to you by Similre Breast Pumps. Similre Breast Pumps wants you to have control of your pumping journey. With a continuous focus on research and development and a team comprised of CLCs, Similre Breast Pumps strives to offer pumps for every lifestyle. From ultra-tiny bras as bras. From ultra tiny pumps as small as a sticky note to fully adjustable pumps with 85 setting combinations, you're in control of your pumping journey. With resources like virtual breast shield sizing consults in English and Spanish and an exclusive Get the Right Fit program that offers a third set of breast shields for free, Similre gives you vital tools for a successful journey. A safe choice for everyone, all Similre pump parts and storage bags are phthalate and BPA free. Better yet, Similre breast pumps can be personalized with a fun pumpkin decal. See their full pump family and all the cool decals at SimilreBreastPumps.com. That's C-I-M-I-L-R-E breastpumps.com. And use code BADASS for 15% off of your order. And all of our sponsors and their promo codes can be found in the show notes under this episode, wherever you're listening from. And it can also be found at BadassBreastfeedingPodcast.com. And over there at BadassBreastfeedingPodcast.com, you'll find all of our other episodes, 373 of them, and information about scheduling your very own one-on-one online lactation consultation with Diane.
So what else do these older babies do that terrorizes us? I feel like they're teething from 6 months on.
Well, yeah. Yes.
At least.
Teething. Yes. Teething is a constant, constant thing, right? It just never stops.
Right.
And so they're always in different phases of it. And sometimes you can see the teeth coming through and sometimes you can't. Sometimes there's just simply things moving around in there and it makes them really crabby. And sometimes it makes them bite.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no fun for anyone involved. So, yeah, lots and lots of teething things, teething toys, teething jewelry, frozen washcloths. You can take some of your breast milk and put it into a little popsicle mold.
Mm-hmm.
Or make a little ice cube and put it into one of those mesh like feeder things and just let them kind of chew on things. That will help break the gums and let the tooth pop through. Because that,
yeah, you could do all sorts of fun stuff with that.
Yes.
I knew somebody who like froze fruit in with the breast milk.
Oh, yeah.
Made like
that's
a little.
Yeah. I was going to say, because a popsicle mold of breast milk is like, that's a lot of breast milk.
Yeah.
So mixing stuff in there would be a good idea. And then you're still getting, you get some little extra breast milk nutrients in there. But anything cold, something they can chew on that they won't choke on is going to help with that, to numb the gums or to help the gums break so that the tooth can come through. Because that's when the relief will come, is when the gums, when the tooth pops out.
That can make nursing really difficult because, you know, sometimes they don't want to nurse because it's painful.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get people that contact me, they're like, oh my God, the baby won't nurse. And it's like, well, you know, when they're teething, it's really hard to kind of keep them on a regular routine sometimes. Some babies just glide right through it like it's nothing. And for some babies, it's really hard and it really switches up their nursing routine. And that's okay. They just need lots of snuggles. They might, you know, as long as you're keeping them hydrated, they might nurse sometimes, but then other times it might not.
You can try, at this age, you can try cups, straws, sippy cups, if that's something that will help them through that. Doing all that frozen stuff, the biting and teething stuff, get a good session in before you try to latch them on.
Mm-hmm.
If they bite, take them off. Don't keep putting your breast in their mouth.
Right.
If they're biting, then they're not interested in eating. They're still needing to bite down on something.
Yeah, we have lots of episodes on biting.
Yeah, we do. Let's see. Okay, I feel like we did an episode on this recently, the solids. So we don't need to talk a long time about it, but the solids, they might not be taking a lot of solids right now. You might be hearing like they should be eating this amount of solids and they should be, you know, having three meals a day or I don't even know what. But people are like, people get really concerned about the amount of solids that they're eating. And they're just going to eat what they eat at this age. It'll vary as much as anything else does. Some kids really take to it. Some kids don't. And it'll take them longer, but you do not have to worry about the amount of solids that they're taking an older baby is eating. You don't have to worry about it. Offer it, let them have fun, let them get to know it, but you don't need to worry about it. The fact that whatever they're doing is normal. Like a baby is just a baby. They don't know how to not be normal.
And things are so variable between babies.
Yes.
I mean, it really, like, I'm just reading, like, I'm looking at 1 year and the things that they do at 1 year. And one of the gross motor for a year stands without support, can take a few independent steps. My babies didn't walk until they were like, I don't know, like really walk independently, like 15 months, maybe something like that. And I know babies that walked at 9 or 10 months. Like it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with your baby. Some babies eat a little bit better with solid foods than other babies do. It is so variable. It really is okay.
Yeah. I mean,
how old are your kids when they walk?
They're just, I don't know how people remember this. I have no idea. I don't know. I think Jack was a little less than a year. And Exley was maybe a little more than a year.
Yeah.
Or maybe they were both. I don't know. I remember when. I mean, like, I remember the situation when they both kind of like took their first steps.
Mm-hmm.
Exley was at like an occupational therapy appointment for Jack. It was very distracting. Oh. I was like, oh my God. He just walked.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
But I don't remember the age. But do you remember the age?
They're, yeah, I mean, not exactly, but they're, I know they were around at least 15-ish months. They weren't like a year. They were,
oh, yeah, I think
probably they were 14, kind of, 15 months.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
My kids were under, I think they were both under a year. And some kids are a year and a half before they yeah. walk. It just doesn't, there's no.
It's very different. Yeah.
Anyone saying that like something should be happening by this time is probably not right. I mean, there's some things that like if it's not happening by then, I mean, your doctor will tell you like. That's one thing I think that this is wide open lane for doctors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, should they be walking by now? You know, your doctor, your pediatrician is going to know that that happens somewhere between, I don't know, 10 months and a year and a half or something. I remember Exley didn't talk very much, which is actually, I've learned now, because he's dyslexic. Mm-hmm. I've learned that that's pretty common with kids that are dyslexic. But he wasn't talking. It was like his second year of life. He had turned one and he really wasn't saying anything. And my doctor was just like, it's so variable. There's mm-hmm. just no, it's not, don't worry about it. It's not time. It's not time to worry about it.
I think too, like, cause Brandon didn't talk much either. And the other two did. And I think when they have older siblings that talk a lot for them, that.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
They don't need to.
Yeah, yeah,
as
yeah.
much.
Yeah, yep. I've heard that, that too.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely have heard. I've seen that. I saw that with my own experience, but I've seen that with other kids too. Shoot, what was I just going to say about those babies? Oh, regardless of how old they are, your baby. I don't care if they're 6 months, 8 months old, 10 months old. They do not need more than about 4 ounces of breast milk at a time.
Mm.
And that is because your breast milk, we know your breast milk changes to accommodate their needs. It doesn't stop doing that. It continues to do that. So when they get to be, you know, even when they get to be like 10 months, people are like, oh, well, shouldn't they be having like 8 ounces by now? No, because everything they need is concentrated in that breast milk and they only need about 4 ounces. So they should never really need more than that. So don't try to, you don't need to worry about increasing their milk content because they're getting what they need. And a lot of times people say, well, what if it's, you know, milk that I had frozen from, you know, 4 months ago? It's okay. They're still getting what they need. They are still getting what they need in your breast milk. You know, that's a really important thing to remember. A lot of people, like, especially when you start solids, it becomes a very gray area for a lot of people because I feel like it's kind of like you're just out there, you know, and it's like, okay, how much should my baby be nursing still? How much, what are we doing here? They're still nursing as much as they were probably. They're mm-hmm. not going to be taking in as many solids as to, you know, take away meals. So they're still nursing a lot, even when you start solids. And that's fine. And they're only taking about 4 ounces at a time. Some babies will do more. Some babies will do less. Again, with the variable thing. But they don't need more than that.
Yeah, this is a time where a lot of people are going to come into issues with their daycare if they...
Yeah.
If their babies are in daycare, they'll be like, we need more milk.
Yeah. But they don't really. And your baby's just doing a lot of cool things. You know, this is a really fun age. They're very social. They're, you know, they're distracted. So they're noticing a lot of things around them. So they don't really like to be left alone. They know when you're gone. They don't like that. That whole, like I said, that whole stranger danger thing. They're nervous around other people. That's totally, you know, and then that's when you get like grandma saying, oh, the baby doesn't like me, or why don't the baby come to me? Or if you let the baby stay with me, then it would be different. No, this is just a normal part of their development. It doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah.
They're not going to like you.
No.
This is how it is.
When Exley was born and was a little bit older, like this age, to have some time with Jack, he and I took this little kids class together or whatever, so have a little one-on-one time. And we get a babysitter. And Exley started to know, I would be holding him and she would ring the doorbell and I would open the door and he could see her coming up the stairs and he would start crying.
Aww.
I know. I was like, oh no.
Yeah. It's like, they just,
poor baby.
You know.
They just, yeah, they know. They don't want to be away.
They just want to, they're safe with you, you know? And it's not that they're not, we know they're safe when they're fine. With somebody else. Yeah. They're fine. Totally fine.
That's just what's happening.
They just, you know, it's just part of their development at that age. And that's, you know, that's perfectly normal and expected. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.